Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas.
August 31st.
August 31st already. End of the month. This is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing like we like to do. So feel free to shoot us a message. And I don't look at them, so once in a while when Gary feels like talking about something, then he'll let me know if he can get on.
If I can see what's going on this.
He was on, and now he's not.
Nope, I'm
on. All right, he's on. All right, somebody's on.
So. Somebody's on.
And hosting along with myself, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you doing?
What's happening?
Nothing.
Nothing again?
Nothing at all. Just work.
So you just sleep?
Yeah.
Well, that's doing something. So you just exist.
No, everybody thinks I just sleep.
Watch cartoons. Kick back.
And this damn thing is froze up again.
Well, you know what? If that's the least you got to be frustrated about, then you're doing good.
I love it.
Cool. Hey. What's there not to love?
Going for it. This damn thing freezing up. I love it.
As long as the customers can get through, right?
That's right.
Can they? That's the question.
Hey, I got something for you tonight.
Woo-hoo!
I want you to decide.
Oh, no. There's strings attached.
That's right. I happen to have some free tickets to the Bullring for this weekend.
All right. We should give some away.
Yes, we should. Absolutely.
If you can guess Matt's middle name, we'll give you a YouTube free ticket.
If you can guess how long Matt's hair is.
we'll get a tape measure if we need it. We're not giving anything away.
That's right.
If anyone has calipers, we can...
Now, you didn't say on his head. It was on his face. That's where there's the catch.
Mm-hmm. 0.02. If you need free tickets, Mike's going to decide how to get you to win them.
How do you get them?
We'll mail them to you. We'll put them in snail mail, and you can get them on the 6th. Monday's a holiday, so you get them Tuesday.
For the 4th, by the way.
That's right. I got tickets.
Sweet.
I don't want to give all my sources away, but thanks to my source. And
well, appreciate it. And, of course, speaking of tickets, we're talking about the Bullring has a race this weekend, September 4th. It's Labor Day weekend, but it's a Labor Day weekend race, throwback night at the Bullring, and all the divisions are racing this weekend.
Yes.
Friday night practice. Do they allow spectators?
Not that I know of. Not that I think the spectators
well, stand
there.
By the fence, maybe.
But I have free tickets.
That's for Saturday.
Saturday.
You can buy Friday again. Yeah. But that's the Saturday. It's been two months almost.
July 3rd.
Was the last
so
race.
Two months almost. Yeah.
Of no local racing at the Bullring unless you're doing it illegally. There's no officiating.
They got security.
Well, the security might be racing. Hey, there we go.
Do they? Because they're hiring for security.
So this is the first official race back since July 3rd, the Night of Fire, which was a great night of racing for some of us. Of course, you came off with a win in the late model truck series. Congrats again on the July 3rd. First July 3rd night of, or for Alpha Night of Fire race. Night of Fire race for you. And it was good. And first win in the late model truck series since the inception of this. And
but
congrats
hold
again.
On.
Oh,
I did win. The first
you had a heat
race win.
That was
for the late model truck series in 18.
18, right.
That
right.
was the first one. And Thane Alderman that night won the main.
The first main event of our entire existence as the late model truck series. So,
which I think is a good feat when you're trying to not only operate the series, but then also trying to be a racer and operate a vehicle. I think that's an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that obviously, you know, I can't put it out there enough that all the help we've had in and out, you know, the current ones, thanks, Matt, too. You know, as frustrating as it can be and exhausting as it can be, it is.
It's frustrating
for some people. You know, the outcome is great for us anyways. You know, we appreciate all the help that's come and gone and for the future help that we have and all that. And it goes a long ways, you know, it helps get us where we're at as far as the wins and the getting the races under our belts. We've had caution-free races for the most part, except for July 3rd. We had a oil on the track.
Yeah. But that wasn't something.
It wasn't a race incident or anything like that. It was just a mechanical issue.
Mechanical failure.
Somebody,
yeah.
So we've had a really successful races of comeback.
And
we'll call it a comeback year because we didn't race in 2020 because of the infamous China virus.
China virus, yes.
Yeah, it's great. We got a couple more races left after this one coming up September 4th. So we're glad to be on the ticket here for September 4th, throwback night. So wear your bell-bottom jeans. I don't know how far back they want to throw back.
Yeah.
But don't wear your leather racing helmet and goggles.
Open-faced helmet.
So, yeah, don't do any of that. So. But paint schemes and stuff, it'd be really cool if somebody could throw together. Maybe get with your graphics person, whoever that is. CSM is one of many's Reliable Banner.
I would rather you go to Reliable Banner.
It's another, you know, everybody probably has a connection or somebody they use. So if you don't, Reliable Banner is a preferred one for us. Sponsor of our series and a sponsor of the show here. So we appreciate that. And a personal sponsor of Gary's for a long time.
A long time.
But get your throwback theme together. We didn't even throw anything together, did we?
No.
We got, most of ours are throwback anyways. Cause just being in existence, our trucks are throwback. But that'd be cool. You know, I hope to see some really cool throwback stuff, maybe from Craig Road Speedway.
Hopefully.
You know?
Yeah, hopefully see some of that stuff.
If there is, somebody would have to point it out to me because I didn't exist here locally in that time to see any throwback or any vehicles back then. So if you do put something together, maybe let us know or let somebody know, you know, to put it out there. And
come on, I want to see one of the trucks. And then just maybe... if we do another Craig Road Speedway reunion,
there you go.
That can be brought as memorabilia for the throwback night.
Okay. I tell you what, here's what we're going to do for the 65 truck.
Uh-oh.
We're going to do a throwback to July 3rd.
Okay. Yes.
July 3rd scheme is our throwback. We're going to go back as far as July 3rd, the night of fire race for you for our throwback for your truck.
We're in.
All right.
Come on, why don't you go back to Craftsman Truck Series and do a TJ Clark truck?
TJ, it's too late now.
TJ, call your CSM guy and give us the graphics, and we'll do that for you.
Yeah. There you go.
I took it off our shoulders and put it on somebody.
Good job. I knew I can count on
you. But it's going to be good race. You know, it's been a long time. I know you guys are chomping at the bits to get back on the track. It's still going to probably be hot, but not as hot as it was on July 3rd.
It's going to be double digits, hopefully, not triple digits.
I guess 99 is still double digits, but
it's the cloud cover. If we can get some cloud cover, it's all good.
But the humidity goes up.
Oh, man.
But that sun was brutal.
We need some weather experts to help us on Saturday. Or some Indian influence, like do some anti-rain dance.
We can get Kevin Terrell to do an anti-rain dance.
There you go. Just
tell him he won't come to the show.
Tell him we're doing work somewhere and he'll disappear. I don't know that person.
No, you'll find him at the other end of the
track. He'll be waving like, No,
You spin circles looking for Kevin, and they're like, he went over there. Oh, he's over there. He tells them he's going to the tower, and he ends up at the end of the pits. I don't know.
All right. Sorry.
I'm not.
Okay. I haven't had experience to work directly with
him. Oh, I love working with Kevin Terrell. It's great working with him.
Hey, speaking of working with him, not only is there a race September 4th, but back-to-back September 11th, right? Am I right?
Four plus seven, 11, yes.
Mm-hmm. How many fingers am I holding up? Well, yeah, I wasn't sure if there was.
September 11th.
Okay.
And then that Thursday night race, the 23rd.
Again in September. So there's three races. So that's
That's going into NASCAR weekend.
Right. So that's cool. So
that Menard Arca series.
Yeah. That's a cool thing they've combined.
Well, it's nice to get some of the local drivers exposure with, you know, the Pro Series. You know, you got some of the Pro Series,
right.
You know, sponsors, whoever might be in town checking it out. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
And I see Brian Kaiser's watching here. I got your
He's keeping an eye on me. That's why.
He's waiting to hear what you're going to say.
Yeah.
No,
so
I got your back.
So
11th and
so you're going to be back in Kentucky, what, the 8th through the end of the month?
Yeah.
Right? September 8th? So you won't be here the 11th, huh? Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, okay.
Uh-oh.
No, just kidding. You'll be here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Who did we...
Kevin's working. I find that hard to believe, but he says he's working in St. Louis on the brakes.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure it's that driving
program. Yeah,
right. Program. Yeah,
cool.
Says he's working this weekend.
So needless to say, we will not see Kevin Terrell's race car.
I'm sorry. The weekend of the 11th.
So
he's home now, but
he'll be out of town.
Yeah. So we're still not going to see Kevin Terrell's car. This race season.
Whoa.
Who told you he's got a car?
Whoa, I seen that car.
Did you really see it? It exists.
It exists.
Did you sneak a picture?
No.
You had to leave your phones at the door.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. I saw that car on jack stands in his garage. He took a picture of it.
Huh? What's left on that? Do you know? I mean, did he say?
It's up on jack stands, and I saw just the nose of it.
Oh, okay. So that all you were allowed
to
see?
Who knows? He might be just holding
it's just the nose.
That's right.
The rest of it's cardboard. Was it undercover?
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Oh, he said not this season.
Okay.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Well, you know what, though? You know, you don't want to rush anything, especially, you know, Kevin obviously works out of town a lot. And when he is in town, he is actually doing work at the bull ring with you guys. And amongst other things, he probably does.
Gets himself in trouble.
At least he's got something to work on.
Yes.
To work on.
That is true.
I'm not looking at you for any reason.
And he probably has something to actually tow it with. Also.
Oh, hold on.
Oh.
I said it was in his garage.
Oh.
He's bothering Pete Meyer, and it's in Pete Meyer's garage.
Oh. Didn't Pete say there's something in his way in his garage he wanted out of there?
This big Chevy turd.
And what he has is a pro late model. Is that what it
pro
is?
Late model,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, yeah,
he's got the guy for
602, whatever. Yeah, right. He's got that.
Pro. Okay.
And hey, you know what? Like you say, he may be busy and don't have time to.
Right, and you know what?
Safe enough to go race.
Exactly. You don't want to rush anything and make it, you know, unsafe to go out and take it out or be competitive. You want to take it out when it's working properly.
Yeah.
And you should be able to shake it down and all that. So, but you know, I understand. So just give me a hard time, Kevin, but continue on. You know,
who else would you give a hard time? It wasn't Kevin,
right?
That's even worse. Oh, Kevin. And he says he has four kids.
Oh, well, there's a life besides racing? Ask Gary if that's allowed.
So, four kids, get them to work.
That's right.
Well, yeah,
there's
your pit crew, right? So you have a pit crew,
kind of like Kenny Rogers in the six-pack. He got four of them.
Cool. yeah, you know, so it's cool. At least, you know, we know there's activity. There's guys going, getting stuff together. So speaking of Kevin talking about next season, I mean, is there any talk? Do we know if next season's happening yet? Anybody hear anything?
I haven't heard.
I hope this year has been successful, you know, for the bouldering and the I'd hate to, you know, have talk again about not knowing if there's going to be another season or not, but I hope we hear something soon on if anything's happening out there. So let us know.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard anything.
And
as you know, we've worked on the late model truck series schedule for next year.
Right.
But that's like working on it in 20. There's nothing.
Well, you know, and I mean, look at Orange Show. They barely opened up this year, you know, and was late opening up. And it's cool to see Orange Show opening up with some races. And speaking of that, we'll be out there October 9th with the late model truck series after this September
fourth
race. So, but, it, you know, tracks, you know, as far as asphalt goes, you know, it's hard to tell, you know, what their states are doing because there is a fluctuation in you know, how COVID's being reported. That's how I'll put it. So we'll see. You know, so states starting to close down again and mandating certain things, and so we'll see what happens going forward. But I hope, you know.
Well, plus we haven't heard anything about, you know, if TJ wants to renew for next year.
Or if somebody else could, you know, if TJ doesn't,
Did you see what Kevin just put right there?
Let's see. You know, so it's, you know, we'll see, I guess, what happens. And, you know, unless we hear it from the horse's mouth, we don't like to really, you know, we don't mind talking about it because that's what we'd like to do. But, you know, before we don't want to put anybody on the spot and all that.
All right. So according to Kevin, yes, they want to have a season next year and they are working on dates.
Cool.
So it's not finalized, but they're actually negotiating something.
Well, that's
so
good. You know what? And, you know,
that's a positive.
And let me tell you, it looks like, you know, mid-season, if you look at the people that have stepped up, the racers that have showed up,
the sponsors that have showed up.
To me, it looks like a success so far. And you only have two or three more races left up for this season. And to me, it just looks like, I think they pulled it together.
Yeah, and I would say to, you know, LBMS management that the bouldering didn't make their money goal or zero goal or whatever their goal was. I think, like you said, everybody's stepping up.
Right.
I think
it shows the momentum going in the right direction. You know what?
Exactly.
And I don't know what the deals were and all that. I'm pretty confident that the LVMS side of it, their goals, their part of it was met. Now, anybody else helping in all that to be able to help fund it and all that, you know, who knows if they're just have their heads above water or not. But I'm sure on the LVMS side, you know, I would assume that that's going the way they want it to. My opinion, of course, opinion only. I'd have no information, no connection to say that or anything, but that's just my
neither
opinion.
Neither do I.
So,
I'm not Gary Wyatt.
You know, so it's good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you, Kevin, for
Gary Wyatt it has no connection, trust me.
You know, so
Gary Wyatt can't even get him to answer phone calls. So, so you're better off being not Gary Wyatt.
So speaking of that, let's talk about if you need everybody. So, you know, it's good to hear that. So hopefully everybody's planning on next year.
I can't get them to answer phone calls. Good to hear that.
What the hell? Hey, it's good to hear this. Finally, I would assume you have made connections.
Yes, I got tickets to give away.
That's right, exactly.
Well, just by having this information, I think it allows the racers, whether existing or new or whatever, to actually plan for the winter to build something or to fix something or to buy or whatever, to have a plan to race next year, unlike what we did coming out of 20.
Well, because look what happened in 2020. What happened, in my opinion, what I seen was, you know, you don't know, like you said, if do you build a car, do you finish the car you got, do you go out and get another one, do you get rid of the ones,
build a truck,
do you get rid of the ones you have, you know, you don't know, and a lot of people end up going camping and fishing and boating and off-roading. And guess what? We'll never get them back.
Side by side?
Side by side, yeah. We'll never get them back because there's different stresses involved in that. But so they have a change of scenery, and they might not ever want to come back to racing. We don't know. Hopefully they do, but if they don't, we'll miss you.
That's right.
Because we'll be at the track. You know,
we'll be spending family time at the in the pits.
You know, so knowing, you know, hey, there's at least some talk about next year, then that
you can make a plan.
Right. You can hopefully. And again, it's unofficial. Thanks, Kevin, for you know, letting us know that, you know, there's a possibility for it. So keep that in your plan, your day planner for next year to start working on your cars. Keep them running. Keep them going for.
I say we start in January.
So, you know what? I say we run
January to November.
I say you run every month until
I think there should be a
August,
winter series,
except for
here.
August. Yeah,
a winter series, and then
in the desert.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why would you have a winter series in the desert?
And
doesn't
you,
make any sense.
And
no,
you,
I'm just kidding.
You work it out with you know. You work it out with Arizona and alternate dates back and forth.
Actually,
and you can run a whole winter series.
Actually, you just do your schedule and you let them work it out with you.
Either way. But
because I think you have a more draw. You know what I mean? I'm saying, and not to be rude or mean or anything, but I think you have a bigger pool of race cars and owners and stuff like that here than you do there. So, you know, you do your plan and then let anybody else around you, you know, kind of adapt to your schedule.
But you could
that's
throw
my,
a,
that's my,
yeah,
that's my
I think
feeling.
You can throw together a good winter series.
But yeah,
between
I think
the,
so.
Between the two tracks for the,
right.
You know.
Well, there's more than the Irwindale.
Irwindale's got two tracks?
No, Arizona.
Oh.
You're talking about, like, coordinating it between two tracks like Arizona. But you have close tracks like Irwindale that races pro late models. And of course, Havasu, another one. You know, so you got enough tracks close enough, you know, Orange Show opening up. So, well, you could work it out.
Okay.
But, you know, you, at some point you can't, you just got to do it, what you can do. Because what you have that other tracks don't have are some big events that you got to deal with, EDC, two NASCAR events every year, which you can capitalize on, you know, and so on. So there's different variances involved with our local track here, I believe, but anyways, you know, it's cool. So glad to hear something. So we'll go ahead and put it on our schedule for next year.
That's right.
Shoot us the dates.
We'll work on the dates later, but it's on our schedule.
Right. So, but we're starting in January, right?
That's
no matter what, we'll find a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways,
have our own event.
What else is there racing this week? Is it skid plates?
Skid plates are out there, yep.
Bombers. Prolate.
If I can track it down.
602 modifieds.
So Cindy said Legend.
So that's
on
cool.
The VMS road course, correct?
That's on the big road course. I don't think they have a in-track course anymore. I don't know if they do.
I didn't know if they were going back out to Speed Vegas or if they had.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm assuming it's at the Vegas track. They usually do the Winter Legends and the Bandos in December. I don't know what dates they are. So thanks, Cindy. So that's always cool. Road course in December. You can't probably get any better with our local weather.
I guess
than
you missed your question.
Yeah. But she said that APU drivers have painted their cars for throwback.
Can't wait. Can't wait to see them. Hey, why don't we do that? Why don't you dig out some old T-shirts and stuff from way back in the day, and we'll give them away.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're a T-shirt collector.
No.
Aren't you?
I've got all kinds of.
What's your oldest? You have any like rock T-shirts?
ACDC.
So
Mark Allison is one of the ones that painted his car for throwback.
Cool.
So I'm guessing he's going to be Mark Allison.
Cool.
He put Swenson on the side.
There you go. You know what? And let me tell you. And I told this story 100 times. That's what. Just for some reason, that's one of the cars. And this is back before I even knew a whole lot about oval track racing at all. Not that I know more now, but just a tad more. But that's one of the cars I remember. And I don't know why it stuck out so much as the number five and Swenson. That was it. It was a brand new body. And of course, I didn't know anything back then. I thought it was like a Corvette or something. You know, obviously it wasn't. But it was all white, the number, and Swenson. I was like, man, that car is nice. It's clean. It's simple. And it's fast. And I want to say it was probably 1989, because I think Mikey was a year old. I remember sticking him on my lap, covering his ears like this. So, and that was back, I think it was called the Las Vegas Speedrome at the time, when I first went out there. And I want to say it was 1989, so I don't know. And that was, I think those are the sportsmen. They're called sportsmen. That class was sportsman's division back then. But that was cool. Anyways, cool. Well, thanks, Cindy. Can't wait to see the throwback stuff. So, again, wear your bell bottoms if you're in the stands, your tie-dye shirts. I don't know how far back they want to go, but
I'm throwing back to when I didn't have a race car.
Your Pat Benatar headband, whatever, if you're short hair.
Cindy said, no, he's a Craig Road Speedway hero.
Oh, cool. Cool. And there, and again, there's a lot of...
And an old fart, basically.
She said it, not us, though. Cool, cool. Can't wait. It's going to be cool to see. You know, and you mentioned the Craig Road Speedway reunion. Just, you know, I kept hearing the stories, you know. I was never a part of that, but we were able to become a part of that Craig Road Speedway in one way, and that was we put together Craig Road Speedway reunion. It was amazing. We probably had upwards of 90 people there. We'll have to get the photo out one of these days, stick it on Facebook, but I want to say there was 20-something drivers there one picture.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And the youngest was Kirk.
Kirk Perry.
You know, we gave an award for that.
And then we gave an award for the oldest.
And that was...
I don't remember.
I'm sorry. We'll have to mention next time. So his... one of the guys that wants to race one of our trucks. What's his name? Bob something. I can't remember his last name. If you said his last name, you'd be like, oh, crap, that guy. Anyways, sorry. But, yeah, so that was cool to be able to be part of that. We had a lot of people we asked people to bring in some photos, memorabilia. We had guys from Pahrump I can't remember who it was, that brought in some photos from when they were racing Craig Road Speedway. Of course, like Donnie Williams brought in some really cool stuff. A couple of things he didn't even bring in. We happened to see it when we went out in the parking lot. He had it in his trucks. I think a big-ass trophy.
Donnie Williams had a bunch out there by his truck. Yeah.
Man, that's some really cool stuff. We don't see trophies like that anymore. The only place I've seen any cool trophies lately are in the late model truck series.
Really cool ones.
So, but seriously, you know, it's fun to be part of that and talking to the people. We had Bill Rizzone there, Greg Scheidecker. Yeah. Of course, the Scheidecker's big names.
I remember them from when I was a young kid.
Right, the
Scheidecker. At the Orange Show.
You know, man, it was great to have them there, the families. Of course, Allison's. I can't name everybody, and there were some really great families there that went back a long way to the Craig Road.
And you're right, we do have a picture floating around of all the drivers,
I can't believe how many we had. Of course, that was multiple years, you know, of drivers, but it was cool that there was that many, you know, there to be able to get together and talk about Craig Road Speedway and the stories. And I can't imagine, you know, I'm sure there were some rivalries going on, and I'm sure, I'm hoping all that, you know, water under the bridge today, but, you know, I can only imagine the stories between all them people. It's really cool, and thanks, you know, for all you people that were part of that. You know, I felt privileged to be part of that, of course. You know, me, Gary, put it on with the onwheelsnow.com and then the Bonnie. put that together, and we had some great volunteers that helped us with that. There's probably some t-shirts. We had t-shirts made, so there's some out there.
I have a few of those still hanging
right
around.
They're, bring it to throwback. We'll shoot a couple.
Yeah, hey,
there you
I
go.
Will. Yeah. Hey.
That's if they let us shoot.
We don't even have our air.
No, I have it.
So
I got
we
it.
Actually have it back.
Got it. I borrowed it back.
You have new stickers on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, so it,
and they even got the bag that holds the shirt, the shirts that's going to go in the cannon.
We got the bag back,
uh-huh,
the secret bag.
Uh-huh.
So, but that was cool. What'd you think about that, man?
It was great.
You know,
man, especially
that's really
as
cool.
You say.
Heine was there. I don't know.
Yeah.
If, you
Heine
know,
Lewis?
Lewis, yeah.
Yep.
He was there.
As you say, I wasn't in the air of the
right
Craig Road Speedway.
Same
and
thing, but we're able to be part of it. You know,
yep,
that's something that you know, not many people could have done. And, man, we just appreciate everybody being there. And, of course, Mark Allison helped get people in there and, you know, get the word out and all that. One of many that did.
Yep.
Man, it was just cool. Good food.
Man, I can't believe the food.
We had a band.
Yes.
That band was awesome.
No, you know who the band was?
Guy,
it was Guy Griebel's band.
Yep. I don't want to ever have to Guy Griebel.
Big Like Texas.
Big Like Texas.
That's right.
Amazing. They had their, like, the washboard.
Yeah, the washboard.
It was like rockabilly.
That big,
yeah.
Band, what is that? Big
bass.
Bass.
Huh?
Upright bass.
Yeah,
this thing was like 6 foot tall.
It was
huge.
Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but there was like the smell of marijuana out back. But I don't know where that came from, but I think it was
that's
a band.
Legal. That's legal.
That's legal now. Back then, but it was cool, man. It just all came together. It was really cool to see all those faces there. So, anyways, talking about throwback, that's why we got on this. But I keep going on about it. How
yeah
cool it was, and the people that came there, and the food and the cake.
The cake
and
everything
came
cake.
In. The facility was great.
Yes.
We had it at the Bootlegger, which goes back a little ways. Next door to the Bootlegger, it's the I forget what they call that room now, but if you've heard of the Bootlegger restaurant, it's down off
Las Vegas Boulevard. And
that way.
Warm Springs. Warm Springs.
Yeah.
Way,
yeah. Yeah. And I can't remember.
Warm Springs that turns into 160 right there,
mm-hmm,
Las Vegas Boulevard.
Yep. So it's right there. Man, it's just really cool. Anyway, it all came together so good, and it was such a good time. We had a lot of people there, and I just love it when something like that, you know.
Comes together.
A lot of work. We were stressing, I think, a little bit.
Yeah, we're past that.
We're past that because
we got new stress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we got a whole new and more coming.
That's right.
Anyways. So throwback night, September 4th, you know, tell your friends, family, get them back out there. It's been 2 months since the last show, and that was a great turnout at the Night of Fire, as it always is at the Bullring.
Come watch the late model truck series and watch the other racing going on.
Oh, you can watch, yeah. Come watch us, and there's other races going on too, by the way.
That's right. No. It's going to be a great night of racing out there.
Yeah, and again, you know, I know there's only, less than a handful of races left. They got this race for their local divisions, and September 11th is their championship night. Am I right?
Spencer Clark driven night.
That's
the 11th. September 11th, yep.
So
that's for the off classes. So that'll be the last race for the off classes, like Skid Plate and one of the other ones.
Bombers, no?
Bombers is NASCAR, right?
Well, isn't that their championship night or not?
Possibly, because then I think on the
23rd, the prolates, I think, are getting points. I think that's the
right
points.
So then it's the one after that is the championship for the prolates and the late models, and I think that's their championship night.
The 23rd, I thought, was just a Menard race.
Right.
No,
I think there's a championship night after that.
If I'm not mistaken, if you can look at the schedule, I thought the prolate models were racing on that night. If I'm mistaken, I'm sorry.
I can't figure my way out around
okay
this.
If I'm mistaken, I'm sorry. I don't know, but I thought that was the word or the rumor, maybe, whatever it is. But
they got championship night November 6th, which will be there.
No, that's supposed to be the West Coast that typically used to be the West Coast Tour Championships. That used to be the SRLs, us, and they had like the mini sprints and things like that. But I think I don't know.
Isn't that late model and super late? Is the championship night?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the points night is September 11th. Is the points championship for all the divisions?
Well, every time I click into it, it wants me to buy tickets, so I don't. I can't. I don't know.
Okay, chime in, Cindy or Kevin.
That's right.
Whoever. I'm not sure.
They got three races left in September, which is the throwback night coming up.
Right.
Spencer Clark Driven Night, which is September 11th. The Star Nursery 150,
right,
which is that ARCA Menard West,
right,
Series. And then West Coast Short Track Champion in November 6th.
Right.
Now, if there's something else, it's not on their website.
Right. Which one of those is their championship night.
Right.
It has to be.
Right.
Unless they're going to keep on going. So, and I thought it was the 11th, but I'm not sure. And speaking of Spencer Clark Driven, that's going towards the Spencer Clark Foundation. Is that kind of is that going to be a donation night, do you know, or anything like that, where you can donate to the Spencer Clark Foundation? No.
It don't tell me. It only wants me to buy tickets when I go and when I click in. I got to find somebody where I can go buy tickets.
And I didn't bring my computer in, so I don't know. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee, so hold on.
Yeah, you must have went to Dunkin'. The 11th is the last race for just the skid plates and bombers.
Okay.
That's what Cindy wrote.
So, and then probably the Thursday, would that be, or the November 6th is the championship night for 602s in the pro late.
The 23rd will have pro lates, models, legends, and modifieds.
For what day?
The 23rd.
Yeah, see, so that's what I thought was. But is that their championship night? Is that their points championship night?
Well, hopefully she'll chime in here in a second.
When is championship night for NASCAR divisions? That's the question.
The 11th is the last race for bandos and super late models.
Okay. But she didn't. Do they race any super late model races? I guess they did. I didn't pay attention.
Yes.
One or two?
The one or two.
Okay. So after September 11th, no bandos?
Both the 11th and 23rd.
Those are the championship nights between the two.
The remaining.
Okay. So I'm guessing prolates and 602 mods on
the 23rd.
23rd and legends, I guess, on that same night.
Prolates, legends, and modifieds.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to be their championship
night. That's what Cindy's right.
So that's going to be a good race then. So championship night on
and
a NASCAR weekend.
On a Thursday night.
Yeah, it is.
So.
And the Superstock's last race is the 11th.
Okay. So it's going to be the 11th. It's going to be championship night for Superstock's, Bandos,
skid plates,
super lates, and skid plates.
Just skid plates and bombers.
And bombers. I forgot about those.
The Superstock's last race is the 11th.
Okay.
So there's two different. She's writing in.
So say that again. Last night on the 11th is.
No, the 11th is the last race for just. For skid plates and bombers.
Okay.
And then down a little bit.
So when you say last race, that means that's their championship night.
Yes.
That's the last night they can get.
The 11th is the last race for Bandolero and super late models.
Okay.
And Superstock's last race is the 11th. Those are three
you
different.
You just said the 11th for the Bandos and.
No, that three different things she's wrote.
Oh, I see.
Here.
I see. But it's all on the 11th. We're saying the 11th is the last night for Bandos, super lates, Superstocks, bombers.
So basically,
is that what it says?
If you're racing the 23rd,
that's your championship night.
That's your championship night. If
you're
not racing the 23rd,
which is
the 11th,
which is prolate, which is prolate, 602 mods and legends.
Right.
The 23rd.
On the 23rd.
Right. And then everybody else will be the 11th.
Right.
So.
Okay.
There, we fixed it, Cindy.
And if I'm not mistaken. On, is there, does it show on the November 6 schedule who's racing?
Wait.
Correction.
No, okay. I can tell in this writing she is getting frustrated. So,
revision.
11th is the championship night for all classes except prolates, modifieds, and legends.
Just like I said.
That's
just like I said. Okay. Thank you.
Speaking
of Cindy, if we can't hear you, sorry, we might need you.
Right.
Get a hold of Cindy at Hair Clear, 725-333-HEAR. That's 725 area code 333-HEAR. Get your hearing aid so you can hear when the next race is
and when
the championship night is. Or if you need race buds for your race setup. They're cool. They're custom made.
Oh, yeah.
Custom molding should come to you.
Yeah.
As long as it's reasonable. Within a reasonable distance. But she has a couple locations in far away places, right?
She has a new location in Peru.
Okay. And
I've seen that with my own two eyes. I didn't need to hear it. I see.
You actually seen it. And then, of course, Boulder.
She's got one in Boulder City. And then she's got one
right in
here at the 215 in Pecos.
Is that considered Henderson or
Henderson-ish? Yeah, Henderson-ish. So there's no excuse that you can't hear. She got three locations you can go to, even in Pahrump. If you're in Pahrump and you can't hear, you could still go.
And
there.
Regardless, she'll come to you if you can't get to her.
That's
at
right.
One of her locations.
She can help you with not hearing. She can't help you with not seeing. And yes, the earbuds that I use that I have, she did great. And for me,
color coded.
That's right.
Can color-coded. Tell you right from left.
That's
as long as it's not blue and green, red and green, I'll be okay. Because I'll be.
Well, they're color coded. You can get them color coded. They're molded to your ear for sound, and they're streamlined so you can get your helmet on and off without ripping
them
out of your ear.
Because the other pair I have, when I have those in and I put my helmet on, one always moves.
Right. And then you're like, man, you got enough time to fix it? Because you got to pull it all off again.
Then you try to put your fingers
And we got our Hans devices. That's why I'm considering going that route. I haven't because I like to hear a little bit outside of it. Can she make it like a hole or something where you can kind of hear some outside
noise? I'm sure she probably could.
She's wonderful.
Like,
and she can do anything.
I like to hear almost clear, not all completely clear.
But you don't hear either one. So.
There's no hearing at all.
Oh, really?
Hearing and listening.
We need to get her to get you some hearing aids.
Well, hearing and listening are two different things. So I hear you. I just don't listen.
Maybe the earbuds will be your chance of winning the late model truck series.
Only with the right person in that ear.
That's right.
We're going to flip a coin
for spotter.
Spotter.
No.
For Ash.
Oh, no. I've already paid mine. I've already sent my money, and I've already sent money down to San Bernardino. I'm covered.
Maybe I can bribe them.
I got a sweet talking for November 6th. See if he's out there November 6th.
Hey, maybe next year Dustin will come race with us. Keep in mind when
only if his dad's not a sponsor.
Only for you.
Okay,
but speaking of the Ashes, a milestone for Dustin Ash in the late model truck series. He won a feature win,
which was his
in 2019, and it was 500th. That's a
Dustin Ash Motorsports win.
Okay, definitely motorsports win.
Yeah.
Of course, he's
not his own.
Motorsports. Right, and they race legends. They race super lates. They raced whatever, you know.
I believe he's got his kid in one of those Bandoleros.
Late model truck series. So 500, that's a ton of wins
for any
motorsports.
So it's a winning team.
Yeah, exactly. So
no, it's no wonder
you had an advantage on that. Yeah, it was
19. Yes.
It's no wonder you had an advantage. Wait a minute. Is that an uneven advantage for you?
That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to have another one. Remember, throwback to July 3rd.
This is throwback, yeah. Okay. All right. We'll give you that. We'll give you that. No, you know what? It actually does show the importance of what a spotter can do for you, even on short track racing.
It's part of racing.
I said it the Tuesday after July 3rd, and I will say it again today. Not taken away from any of the spotters I have had.
But they haven't been experienced.
Right. And we're talking about me and the spotter. So they watch my truck to what I can't see.
Right.
So an experienced spotter knows more of what to watch for and what to, and not taken away from nobody that has spotted.
Right.
But I think also with experience, it's also a relationship between the driver and the spotter.
There's different ways.
Because if you look in the pros, like the Pro Series, Cup Series, they've switched around spotters where the drivers really don't have a good relationship with them.
Right.
And they've made mistakes. And these are professional spotters. They spotted for a winning driver last 2 weeks. Just when they change things up, it's just if it's awkward, if it's not someone you've worked with, that's part of it too. So it's nice that you were able to click right away and be able to understand each other and, use the advice because I think it's.
And I did say he came to me and he said, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I do it. Okay, great.
And you know what?
That's the way you do
But you also had to listen. You also had to, kind of suck up what you normally do and listen to this person and trust that he knows what he's doing and that worked for you.
And let me tell you, the way he went about it was really professional. He was early, let you know what was happening before it happened. So it just, again, it's an experienced team. Obviously, 500 wins. Means something,
and there's more today.
The motorsport, exactly.
I don't have a number. Yeah, I don't have a number today.
But. And there's different ways different spotters will spot for somebody. Sometimes the driver says, "Here's what I want, how I want you to spot." But in this case, because of his experience, he's like, "This is how I'm going to spot for you." And you've never, had a big head, say, I know how to race. I'm not going to listen to anybody. You've always been humble about how to approach racing and learning the late model truck series races over a bomber type car and, going to a truck, race truck. You've learned a lot, and it's good to have that little extra step that came in with the spotter.
And
spotters
like,
are different.
Like Matt says, I just sucked up what he is saying. Now, when I go to San Bernardino, I know that guy, Bobby, he spots differently.
Right. But you like the way he spotted for you at that track at that time. So, but you know how he's going to spot, too.
Right. And Ken Ash helped me from the back to the front. He helped me from sixth to third, but that's all we had. We didn't have no more time to get any further. And that's okay. I'm learning. He already knows. I'm learning. Right. So, and I'm okay with that third place finish that he helped me get to. Would have I been there? I can't answer the question. But
and again, going back to that particular race, less seat time, less experience.
Oh, yes. That was in 19.
Yeah, a lot of differences in that time. You know, a lot of confidence changes from that time till today, because you got more race under your belt, and more trust in the truck and, more trust in your crew chief. Not that I used to. It was a joke.
Or the guy putting air in your tires.
Again, it's a combination of everybody, and thanks, to everybody that's involved. You too, Matt, Don't rule you out. Don't rule you out.
And
you were there, and you helped get that win, If it wasn't for every piece of the puzzle to get that win, so... Our next focus is me now.
I'm just kidding. I know it's hard to do two things at once, and anything that I can do to help relieve some of that, so you guys can focus on actually having fun racing.
And with that being said, what we do, our goal isn't to go out there and get first place wins and beat everybody. Our first number one goal is to make sure our drivers, which is everybody in the late model truck series, has what they need to go out and be as competitive and as fast and to finish the race as much as anybody else. That's our first number one goal.
Right.
And if we're comfortable and nobody's coming to us and wanting anything, needing anything, then we're going to focus on
being
what being raced is what we can do, and that's what we've done. Right. You know, obviously we always set out to do the best we can, because as a series and with our own trucks also, we like to set the bar as high as we can, because everybody else does. You know, all the other drivers out there are out there to race as hard and as consistent as possible, and you know, we like to try to help maintain that, you know. And so
and I will tell you, I don't think I've yelled so loud in the microphone in Ken's ear that I think he's going to need Cindy to get hearing aids, because boy, and I apologized to him later on, and he said, Gary,
what'd you yell? I want to know. What was it?
I can't tell you.
Was it a cussing?
A bunch of happy explicitives, I'm guessing.
Was it at the end of the race? At the end of the night?
I was on the backstretch.
Okay.
And I was obviously slowed down on the backstretch,
right.
And I yelled in my helmet, which there's a microphone in my helmet.
Were you pushing the button?
Yes, I was. And I apologized to Ken later, and I said, Ken, I'm sorry for yelling so loud in your ear. And he said, I hope you yell that loud next time. So you know what? That's part of getting
right.
that win. And I did, you know, and I thanked him until I got unconnected. All my stuff off. I was still thanking him, and I looked out the windshield, and he was walking down the track, and I was still thanking him, you know.
Boy, for a guy that just showed up on that one day, he got a lot of thanks.
Oh, yeah.
What about the rest of us? It's been there all, for 5 years.
And
no, I'm just playing.
As you know, I've been in the victory circle a couple times, and there are 3 or 4 people that I have forgot to thank. And I personally went to them and thanked them and said, hey, look, you know.
But you know, that heat of the moment, it's tough because, you know, you 100 things are going through your mind on top of the adrenaline of the win, you know.
Yeah. And I went to them and I thanked them and I said, I'm sorry. Just when you're out there and then you have the biggest crowd of the year looking at you, you're like, you know. But
no, that's cool. You know, and that's part of, you know, on top of the hard work that, you know, you personally put into getting in that position, you know?
Yeah, it's nice to have that accomplishment.
Nobody can forget that. There's many relentless nights that Gary has spent at the shop on his back, on his knees, on his upside down, on his head, whatever it takes to get not just his truck, but all the trucks, you know, that we try to help out there going. So it's a cool.
Many nights coming home at midnight and 11 o'clock. And,
you know, that's part of that payoff is, you know, you get that sweet victory, you know, and that's cool because it helps, you know.
Well, it's a double victory. It's one personal and one for the series.
Absolutely.
It's a successful series.
You know, and we hope nobody looks at us and say, hey, you guys, you know, own the series and you're going to win. Well, you know what? That's the bar we like to set because we don't. Number one, first and foremost, and we've said it from day one, our goal is to make sure everybody else has what they need to get racing first. And if that's the case and everybody's good and they got what they need, we do our racing. You know what? If Gary
– and I'm witness to that
we've given up our ride before to let somebody else. And we've
given up practices and only going out for the heat race.
Oh, yeah,
you've given up time and stuff
and
to make sure stuff
rolls so
before you get your car.
Yeah, so you know, none of it's in any way, you know, selfish.
And
you know, so
and like you say, you hope you own the seat. But
the
problem is the ones that are talking about that don't see the background of what gets done to get there.
And just so you know, nobody's out there saying that, really. I mean, we've heard that about other series and stuff like that where that's happened, and that's why they're why we want to just, you know, that's why, you know, it's good to let it known that that's not, you know, what we're out there for, because it does happen in other series, and we've heard the talk in other series, but that's not us, you know. And everybody knows us, and everybody knows what we put out there is
and like
for
I say,
them first.
Right. They're first and foremost.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, they don't, you know, a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes.
And obviously, all you guys that work on your trucks and in late model truck series, we know what you put into it. Mm-hmm. There's many, one truck is tough, two trucks are tougher, and so on. So we know what you guys go through to make sure your trucks are competitive.
I got a half a truck, so one and a half trucks.
So you got a half more to go before you get another win.
That's right.
Hopefully this weekend. Right? So, anyways,
if I have the opportunity, but I'm telling you, back to the spotters, and I wasn't experienced in these trucks. I'm still not experienced in these trucks, but I feel with the experienced spotter.
And you know what? And that brings up a good point. It's not necessarily just the trucks, but that particular spotter, Ken Ash, with the Ash Motorsports, not only do they have experience in just motorsports in general, and not to keep, you know, building them up, but, you know, they are, you know, known within our local industry, you know, as experienced in what they do. But just at the bullring alone, they know that track. They know how to maneuver that track. They know when you need to pass. They know the horsepower, you know, ratio that you have. You know, they know what you need to do, what you need to focus on. And when to do it, you know, so that helps a lot. That track,
I'll tell you,
in
35 laps, I think I looked in my mirror one time. I think now, of course, I have Ken in my ear telling me or saying or talking or whatever. And I think one time I looked in my mirror going into turn three, and other than that, I was looking out my windshield, and
he was watching. He was like, get your eyes back on the road. What are you doing?
But that whole race right from the beginning was very competitive.
Yeah, it was a good race.
It was good racing. It wasn't, you know, a runaway. It was good racing.
And the caution that – it wasn't a caution. I guess it was a caution. But the caution that came out actually made it more interesting at the final laps. It was really a shootout.
The final four or five laps.
That was good. Everybody was tight. It was really close. It was cool. I'm looking forward to it again. My biggest thing at the end of the night is after that checker flag goes and I look around like, man, we did it. We got another one under our belt. Yeah. We got, you know, caution free or whatever it is. Or, you know, I don't even – you know, think about who won really that night. It's like, man, okay, we got another one under our belt, you know, and we find out later, okay, sometimes I don't even pay attention. Like, who got first? Who got second? Who got third, you know? So it's really cool.
Sometimes up there when we take pictures by, I'm confused on who's.
Right.
The only reason I know for first is because they're the late ones to
the last ones to show up, right?
Yeah. Okay. Other than that, I don't know until they show up, but.
So
September 4th.
Yep, this weekend.
We'll be back out there this weekend.
It's 2 months since any racing was happening, so everybody's been working on their cars.
Man, I got to dust them.
You know,
I got to knock the cobwebs off
my
truck.
I got the California duster for you.
That's right. It's probably got this thick of dust on it, man.
So I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
So, anyways, all the other divisions racing, the Pro 8 models always put on a good show. 602 modifieds always put on a good show. They have Bombers this weekend. They always put on a great show. All the divisions, Legends, Bandos, Skid Plates, of course. That, to me, is a division that I challenge anybody to get into and try it out. So
I'm there.
Not easy. So, but
it is. Just ask the one sitting on the
stand. Well, exactly. It does. It all looks easy to get it in.
It wasn't that hard.
So, anyways,
it depends on the vehicle.
If anybody needs free tickets, get a hold of me. Facebook.
Want to get any guesses on the chair link?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna say zero. Did I get two tickets? That's a top of the
list. You get a family pack of 10.
Get a hold of Matt, Lily, and myself before this weekend is here.
And I'll be out there Friday night. If you meet on Friday night, come see us Friday night.
All right. And we'll see you later. live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And
we'll talk about the late model truck series.
And
your and my point.
And how you guys dress. So not just us, we'll talk about you too.
Gotta catch up. Thanks for listening. See you next week.